Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. So today our guest is Hank. So how are you doing, Hank?
Oh, very well. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Yeah, that's good. I'm doing well. Thank you. So Hank, will you let us know about you, where you live, and what you do?
Sure. So my company's name is Nature's Wild Berry. It is built around a berry that's completely natural. It grows on a bush. What makes the berry unique and what helped change my life is that it binds to your taste receptors on your tongue. And as you chew it, you savor the taste for 30 seconds. And then the berry, once it's bound to your tongue, will turn anything that you eat afterwards that's tart or sour, it could be fermented or pickled, it will make it taste deliciously sweet, as if it unlocked flavors you've never tasted before. It also will curb bitterness, so it will block things that are unwanted. If you ask me, I don't quite like a bit. A small number of people like it, but I like to skip over the bitterness, and it'll block that bitterness. And it allows you to skip adding extra sugars. So you could skip sugars or you could skip artificial sweeteners. And I love those things. The only problem is that if you have too much, it can be not so good for your health. And so this little berry allows you to do everything that you want with no bad side effects. And so almost everything that I have, whether it's my coffee or whether it's my juices, my green juice or salad, sometimes I'll do apple cider vinegar. It'll make it taste very good.
That's awesome. If it changed the taste of apple cider.
And it makes it more like the juice than vinegar. And so this effect will last about 30 minutes on average. And so you don't have to rush. You don't have to have a berry with everything that you eat. You just have one little serving. And then for the next 30 minutes of time, you can just enjoy things. And it's actually, it boggles the mind. It blows my mind every time I have it. And I've been using this berry for about 10 years. Oh, so even nice. Today, 10 years later, I still can't believe Mother Nature has provided this this product for us.
That's awesome. That's something really inspiring. So what inspired you to start this business?
I have a best friend in Santa Monica. He is a really hard worker, like everybody who runs a restaurant. I don't know if you know anybody who works in a family restaurant, but they're always working. You know, first thing in the morning till the very end of the night, they're working. And I met him at a time in my life when I was overweight and gaining weight. I was pre-diabetic, about 250 pounds and size 45 waist. And no matter what I had tried losing weight, I'd always gained it back. It's I learned later on, I didn't know it at the time, but I learned later on, it's what you call emotional eating. So anytime things are emotional, good or bad, you want to celebrate. So you want to eat and drink and be merry. And 80% of the time, I would say, you can control it with just willpower. But about 20% of the time, the cravings are so hard that sometimes all you can think about is taste. And so you go ahead and consume. So even if I had lost weight, I gained it right back. And I was looking for any sort of a solution because I felt like I tried everything. Well, at the same time, my friend who had this restaurant that catered towards vegans, they weren't vegan, they called themselves vegan. Vegan because they served honey with every dessert. They thought it was the purest sweetener. They thought it was the best for your health. But since all these vegans in Los Angeles came to his restaurant, they all complained that they couldn't have any desserts. And so he was looking for a solution that wasn't like cane sugar, that wasn't the high fructose corn syrup. He wanted something that was healthier for the vegans that they could have with his desserts. And so he learned about this berry on an interesting facts app on his phone. He's just scrolling through it, you know, trying to go to bed at night. And he learned about this berry. Then he ordered it and he wanted me to try it. I would be his guinea pig. I thought it would work on everybody but me. I was so skeptical. I couldn't tell. I thought, okay, this will never happen. This sounds like Jack and the Beanstalk beans. You know, you plant them and it grows a huge beanstalk, right? This sounded like out of a fairy tale. And lo and behold, I went from a doubter to a believer in 30 seconds, because that's how long it takes for it to coat your tongue. And I drank this healthy, really soup. The problem with green juice that manufacturers have to bottle is that for it to taste good, for you to reorder it, they have to put things in it that defeat the purpose of the green juice, right? Well, he made this super healthy green juice that was all greens and lemon and unsweetened cranberry and just things that would taste awful together. And to me, it tasted like a Jolly Rancher candy. I couldn't believe it. Do you remember those cartoons where you feel like the gates of heaven open up and you can hear the harp and, you know, you felt this ray of sunshine? At that moment, that's how I felt. And I thought, wow, this has the ability to change the whole game for me. So I started using the green juice and I got addicted to feeling great after my green juice, because it was healthy and it worked and it was delicious. And so then I used it with my salads and I used it with almost everything that I had. So that's how we got started. It actually took 3 years for me to convince my best friend to become my business partner. And so from 2013 to 2016, I was just using this berry for my own benefit. I lost 80 pounds and I kept it off. All my friends were asking, you know, what's the secret? And I would give them this berry, like a demo, and I would blow their mind, right? One after another. And they would say, you know, this has to be a thing. You need to make this a company. And so, you know, you hear that over and over and over again. And, you know, after about 3 years, I was like, listen, my best friend and co-founder now, his name is Giuliano. I said, listen, Giuliano, like, you are my best friend. I can't do this without you. It takes a team.
Okay.
I need you to quit what you're doing and join me in this business. And he said, we don't have a prayer if we are going to sell the raw perishable berry the way I was consuming it. He said, we have to figure out how to preserve it, because we cannot compete. We don't have the money to compete in the frozen refrigeration space. The berry is just too perishable. Yep. So I asked my farmer, the supplier that I was ordering from, I asked him, hey, would I be stepping on your toes if I tried to preserve this berry? And he told me that it had been tried for the last 3 decades. He said they tried and failed. And so don't forget that he told me it would be a waste of time and money. And I said, oh, you don't understand. That's exactly the challenge I needed to hear. Now I really want to try. And we figured it out.
Yeah.
And once we figured it out, that's how we started Nature's Wild Berry.
And that's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So now you have something really good, which tastes good, which looks good, and everybody needs this. So how did you decide your segmented audience? Like, who will be you going to target?
Well, that's a great question, because at first I was like, everybody who has a tongue, you know, some people don't have a tongue. We're not for them. And that's too big of a group of people to segment, right? You can't really log on to Facebook and say people who have tongues.
That's awesome.
So I decided, okay, you know, for me, it helped me because I tried everything to maintain my healthy lifestyle. So to me, it fit right into a better for you category, because it is not exactly a sweetener. By definition, every sweetener is an additive. And so you're going to put it in your coffee. You're going to put it in your food. And this is completely different, about 180 degrees different, in fact, because you put it in your mouth and you let it attach to your tongue. And I don't know any other sweeteners that work like that, right? And so we called ourselves the anti-additive. So we at first attracted people who were looking for better for you products, maybe like a new New Year's type of resolution, like new me, new year type of thing. And then, you know, because I was pre-diabetic and I had reversed that with this, you know, just using this product, we started looking at people who are living with diabetes, especially the type 2 diabetes that you can work towards reversing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but don't get me wrong, type 1 people also love our product, right? Because, you know, insulin and glucose are something that you have to track very, very religiously, and we were getting notes from type two people saying that they went from 11 A1C to a 6.5 in 3 months, just because they substituted our berry for the sweeteners that they were using. So that was inspiring to keep going. And then I believe with my whole heart, if you are helping people lose weight and you are actually successful, you'll probably have a business for life, because so many people want to know, how can they keep lose weight? And then more importantly, as I alluded to earlier, keep it off. It's the yo-yo back and forth that really hurts people. And for me at the time, I had kind of lost hope. Before the berry, I didn't think that there was anything out there that could help me. So I understood that if I could deliver hope, that's what I'm actually selling with this berry. And so those were the three things that we started out with. And then we recognized that as I was doing demo, I would constantly hear, you know who needs to try this product? And then they would tell me, my dad, my granddad, my grandmother, my aunt, my sister, my cousin. And they would just tell me stories of people who could really benefit from this. Sometimes it's they're taking this medication that's so bitter, they don't want to take it. Or, it could be a million things. Like he has more sugar in his coffee than coffee. He'll have a little bit of coffee with his sugar, things like that. And so we learned from our audience, our customers, that two things. Number one, people wanted to share this. And that's so important. The virality aspect, the word of mouth, allowed us to not invest our dollars in marketing, and we can invest our dollars in operation. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing was that not only did people want to share it, but it had a very wide range of, a scope, so that even the three things that we started out with, we weren't limited just to that. Like, we could actually find ways down the road to, like you said, segment and target specific groups of people. So, we basically saw that we had a future.
Yeah, obviously. In fact, I'm inspired. I will order it one for me.
And it's Mother Nature. It's like how curious and how fun.
Yeah. Indeed. So you have a beautiful product. So what channels you are currently utilizing for marketing? And once you're doing marketing, then how do you measure the effectiveness of these efforts?
Well, great question. Okay, so back in 2016, when we first launched and we first discovered that we had a viable product, we were trying everything. I was literally going door to door, businesses in Santa Monica, just walking right in, putting my hand out, introducing myself, asking for the manager, asking for the owner of the establishment, asking for the buyer or the merchandiser, and giving them a demo. And if they weren't there, I would just schedule a time and come back. And, that's when you're starting out, you're kind of desperate, because you don't have much of an income, and you're willing to try anything, even if it's meeting strangers, But early on back then, we took a meeting with Gary Vaynerchuk's crew. I don't know if you remember, but at the time, that's when I learned about Gary Vaynerchuk. He was really getting well-known and famous. And so we went to his Los Angeles office, and the advice that we got from him was priceless. He said, stop doing this door-to-door, one at a time type of thing. What you need to do is you need to send this to influencers. This is an influencer play all day. And that was the quote, influencer play all day. So what we learned was that if we didn't tell an influencer what to say, if we just ask them, hey, we've got this product made by Mother Nature. It'll do something you've never experienced before. Would you like to try it? And then usually they would say yes. If they got the message, usually they would say yes. And then we would say, wonderful. We don't want to have a script. We don't want to assume that you're going to post. We just want you to enjoy the experience. And I gave them enough so they could try it. And then they would have some left over in case they wanted to make a video, right? And so they made a video almost every time. And I'm telling you, that's when our business actually got a foothold. And we started gaining ground, because it cost us the cost of the product. and the cost of shipping it, which isn't too much in the US. And actually, I would send it to influencers around the world, whoever I thought would be, give a great reaction. And they did not disappoint. And the berry works on everybody, okay? Despite what you might think about yourself and the doubts that you have, like I did, if you have taste receptors, it will bind to your taste receptors, and it'll shock you. It'll be like, wow, this really, really works. And you can't hide that reaction. So if you have a product, this is the first takeaway I would say. If you have a product in mind that lends itself well to reactions, then this is an influencer play for you. So influencers are the way to go. Influencers are constantly looking for new content.
Obviously.
Always, they're on the search for new content. And what they don't want is they don't want to come across in a fake or scripted way to their audience, because they've had these brands have them memorize word for word how they want it. And it's not natural. And their
It's not
audience can
mentioned.
tell it's not natural, right? And like you can think of, I can think of comedian, I can list off five right now whose whole thing is they read a script and it's not natural, and the audience is in on it and everybody knows. But the influencer play where it's completely a real reaction is the way to go. And we could tell this because our month over month numbers, usually in food, it's week, you track things week over week. But for direct consumer like us, since we didn't go into retail immediately, since we didn't go into the grocery stores immediately, and we did that strategically because we had no brand recognition. And the worst thing you can do is you can burn your opportunities and get delisted from a retailer, meaning that you can get accepted, pay a lot to get on the shelf, and then just sit there and not move because no one's buying, because no one knows. Think about when you go into a grocery store, how many products are in the grocery store?
Lot for
Thousands.
yeah, lot
And
of products.
every product has to pay rent. If you're not selling for that grocery store, they're going to pull you out and give it to a product that does pay rent, right?
Immediately.
And so immediately, right, they're going to give you maybe a few months worth of trial, and if you're not successful, so we understood that this is a product that no one is searching for, that people don't even know exists, that they don't know how to use, and for those reasons we would probably get delisted. So we before we went into grocery, which is always my plan, which is always my dream, to have to be the first brand to bring the Miracle Berry into the grocery store where people buy. I knew that we would have to build a brand and customers build. The second thing I want to teach you as an entrepreneur who might be watching or listening is that you cannot build your own brand. That's the job of the consumer. The consumer is going to build your brand, right? And so
That's
by
important.
buying, by sharing, exactly. There's really nothing you can do operationally, marketing-wise, anything like that, that will make your brand successful other than having customers buy and rebuy, share and share. And that is the sort of thing that actually allows you to buy, to build a brand. And so, direct to consumer, you're actually looking at month over month and then year over year growth. And so when you're able to see, hundreds of percent month over month or year over year,
That's some
and
gains.
not the third thing I want to say is that it's never going to be a straight line. It's never going to be constantly up and to the right, right? There's going to be times where an influencer will post and you're going to have a spike in sales, and then you're going to have a correction, and then another influencer is going to post, and then you're going to have another spike in sales, and then you're going to have a correction, right? But as long as the trend goes up and to the right over time, and it might not be month after month, it might not be year over year, but as long as the trend over time is up and to the right, then you're moving in the right direction.
Indeed, indeed. So I got it. Like your long-term goal is, in fact, your maybe dream is to enlist on the retail. But what are your short-term goals? Like you must have some short-term goals of 3 months, 6 months, 8 months.
Sure, absolutely. So another thing that we did for marketing after a while, because when we were doing these demonstrations, they never get old for me. Because why? I love watching people's reactions going from a doubter to a believer in 30 seconds. To me, That's the payoff. So, a fun night out for me is to set up a booth and do demos. It really, I mean, that's why I'm so weird. I'm an
Nice.
entrepreneur, right? I
Nice,
want to
nice.
take my product out there and introduce it to people because I like seeing their reactions. And what we heard over and over and over, after they would say, you know who needs this product, and they would list people, they would also say, you need to go on Shark Tank. And I think that I heard that probably 50,000 times. I'm exaggerating. I probably have done 10,000 demos, but almost a fifth of them or a third of them would say, this product you need to take to Shark Tank. And so, my dream came true because I've always been a lifelong, I mean, since 2009, I've seen every episode. Giuliano started watching and then he stopped watching because he was so jealous that companies got on the show, right? I couldn't stop watching it because I was too nervous. I was thinking, okay, there's going to be a copycat brand, somebody who just, took the tablets or copied our technology and then made the show before us. So I would start every show thinking, is this going to be the episode where a Miracle Berry company beats us? And oh, it made me so nervous. And so I was constant year over year, year season after season, starting in 2018, I applied for the show. And here's probably my fourth takeaway from this episode is that if you don't succeed at first, try again and keep trying and never give up, because eventually on season 14, we got accepted. And we made some, through the grace of God, we made it all the way through. And on September 11th of 2022, we got our chance to film our pitch. And in the tank, we made a handshake deal with my two favorite sharks, Miss Lori and Mr. Mark.
It's
And
a good.
then we closed that deal in February of the following year. And then we aired in May of 2023, this year. Right now we're filming this episode in December 2023. And so just, 7 months ago was the first time that we really got on national TV for the first time. And there is a thing called the Shark Tank effect. And we did years of business within a few months. And that really got our brand out there, and it tested us. It's not an easy thing to deliver on time to that many consumers. And so I think we had a 99% success rate in fulfillment,
Whoa.
which, I mean, yours truly was on the production line. Giuliano and I worked 17-hour days, no joke, not exaggeration, 17-hour days to make that happen. It's our calling. And when you're following your passion, it doesn't feel like the same type of work when you clock in. And maybe if I could just, I know I'm on a tangent now, but I think this is a good time to talk maybe about a fifth takeaway. And that is that if you are clocking in at a job, do not let that discourage you. Even if the job doesn't feel like it's your calling, number one, that job is doing its job by helping you pay your bills and keeping you afloat for sure. But number two, I think that it would have been a harder decision for me to walk away from a job that was paying me six figures to follow my dream than it was for me to walk away from a retail job that was helping me get by. So if you are maybe not making the money that you want to make right now, don't get discouraged at that. Look at that as a blessing, because it's much easier for you to make the decision when you hit your calling to make the call and say, this is what I'm going to do, right? Because at that point, you're used to getting, you're you know that you can get by. Like, worst case scenario, you can eat, whatever it takes, like what you're eating currently, and still launch your business, right? But when you get spoiled and when you get handcuffed to your six-figure salary, many people have let their dreams pass by, and that's regret. And that's the one thing that I knew I didn't want to live with. So don't feel discouraged. Look at it as a blessing, and just get re stay ready. When your calling hits, you'll be ready to walk away from that job.
Yeah,
I don't
that's the
know if I
beauty of.
answered your question, but
Yeah, you
that's what I
answered.
wanted to take it.
You answered it. So yeah, I was saying that that's the beauty of on entrepreneurship. So Like you have to take decisions. You have to be a risk lover, and you
Yes.
have to make big decisions. So big decisions make you entrepreneur.
Belief. As long as you have the feedback where you have the belief in your product, the belief in your
Yeah.
team,
Yeah.
and
Indeed.
then also the belief in yourself, you know, because like I was saying, when we were on the production line working 17 hours a day, it didn't feel like it was a sacrifice that we didn't want to make. It was a sacrifice that we were happy to make.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Hank, that was a sweet conversation. I
See
enjoyed
what
it
you
a
did there?
lot.
I like it.
I enjoyed it a lot. So, will you please like to share your contact, like where people can contact you, your email, your social media handles, or the website address, so that people can reach you if you want, if they want to.
Absolutely. Yeah, community is so important. When we first launched this, I made it my mission to get on LinkedIn, and I have met some other founders, and basically it's my social safety net. I think of it like as if I'm a tightrope walker and I'm, you know, walking this, you know, with the company, and I'm just, you know, making sure that we're surviving. You know, I've got a cheering section in the crowd that wants to see me win, you know, and that's the people on LinkedIn because they're also on their own tightrope. And so get on LinkedIn, make yourself known, have a presence, get real connections, meet people that you connect with online, meet them offline, work together, feel like you're a part of this community. And you can search me out there. I probably cannot, I mean, for the last year or so, LinkedIn has kept me from adding new connections because I'm past the 30,000 mark that they set, but I can follow you. We can conversate. And I also like to make myself available, especially if you have a D2C product and you've got questions, especially revolving around Amazon. I'm happy to help you. I charge free 99. Very affordable. I'll never charge you for your time. A lot of people will, but I want to see you succeed. That is the payback that I have watching other people, because obviously I have benefited from people like Mike Fatta of Manitoba Harvest, Ari Raz from Coconut Cult. These CEOs are people who have changed the game for me and have been there to answer questions. So I want to do the same thing and pay it forward. So Hank Watt is my handle at LinkedIn, HANKWATT. Feel free to email me to hank@natureswildberry.com. And yeah, if you've got questions, I'm happy to get that out there. If you want to see some of the social media that we've done, if you want examples for how you can build your brand, you can check us out on TikTok, where we have like 80,000 followers so far. I think that we're approaching 20,000 on Instagram. So take a, you know, scroll down our list of videos and you can see familiar faces that you've seen. And you can get an idea about just, you know, the power of seeding and keeping your business afloat.
Awesome, Hank. Thanks for joining us today. It was a really nice conversation today. I learned a lot of things, and I have cravings of Miracle Berry now.
Yes, I did my job. All right.
So stay in contact. We'll reach out again. So thanks for coming. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Great to
Thank
be
you.
with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.